Angela Cardone and Mark Smolowitz is here to talk about their documentary Desert Migration for the HIV Story Project and give us their spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Daniel and Mark.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about your film, Desert Migration.
You know, as a filmmaker, I'm initially just interested in telling stories, full stop. And I was in Palm Springs and looking around at the people around me, and there was a lot of men over 50 who were long-term HIV survivors who had come to the desert area, and I was really interested in what drew them here. I knew there was already a lot of gay people here, but I thought, was that what led them to want to retire here, or was it, you know, what was the chicken and what was the egg in this situation? Who led this migration of long-term HIV survivors into the desert? And so that was the initial germ of the idea. And then I just started digging deeper and deeper, and now it's turned into a much larger piece with Mark's considerable help in basically sort of detailing, I guess, this microcosm of people who are long-term HIV survivors and how they go about building lives with purpose and meaning.
And this is Mark. You know, I'll just build on that. Several years ago, the HIV Story Project, which is a nonprofit started in San Francisco, we produced a film called Still Around that was a short film compilation. So we had a prior relationship with Daniel. And as the organization has grown and taken on multiple projects, you know, we've really committed to not just producing films in-house, but helping filmmakers around the country, around the world, develop their ideas. And so when Daniel landed down in Palm Springs and had approached us around this idea, it really was a natural fit for us to kind of extend our producing efforts to work with him. And then kind of synergistically, at the same time, you know, there was really a national zeitgeist that started to unfold in the last year or two around HIV, aging, and long-term survivors. And as an organization that is looking at how to, you know, be very current and very engaged on the HIV landscape in the filmmaking sense of things and the kind of storytelling that we want to support. And much of this year has really shown that Daniel's impulse in this film right now was really just spot on. And the fastest growing number of people who are living with HIV are over 50 years old. So the aging piece, we really need to be thinking about LGBT seniors and how we, you know, take care of each other. And so there's so many nuances to how this film, I think, will fuel storytelling and engagement among the LGBT audience.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
Well, I think in a more general sense, for someone who thinks too much like I do, I'm never really sure where the creative spark comes from. But in this case, as I started exploring the idea, I was interested in how people, and it could be people from any background, it doesn't have to be HIV-positive people or gay and lesbian people or anyone, find a purpose or a meaning or a reason to get up and get on with their day and get through the next day. I was struggling with a lot of really bad depression myself and was just kind of thinking, okay, put yourself in someone else's shoes. What gives that person the will? And so I was interested in this idea of will and purpose and drive and setting goals and just sort of that idea of what you do to get you through to the next day. And it could be folding laundry or working with animals, or it could be a lot of different things. And so that was a very, very basic, I think, inspiration for this idea. And that fed naturally into seeing who was around me and sort of looking at other people and going, okay, you've been through this experience. And what do you take from that? How do you build upon that and then create a life? Especially when you've been told effectively that your life as you knew it is gone. You've got a deadly illness apparently, and you're told that you're going to die as well. And then when you don't die, then how do you recalibrate and then think, okay, this horrible thing that was meant to happen is not going to happen. I need to now build something new for the future. That's pretty much the very base inspiration for the entire piece.
Mark, do you want to add anything?
For me, you know, it really was this idea of aging. You know, I'm 45 years old. I live as a gay man in San Francisco and lost all of our mentors and all of our role models because of the AIDS crisis. And those folks that are still around, you know, I'm really committed to helping people, you know, age in place and thrive. How do we age well in the LGBT community in the 21st century? And as someone who's also living with HIV, I think about my own health and how that's going to kind of unfold for myself. And I have a personal connection to the men that Daniel has identified to feature in the film Desert Migration.
What would you like to accomplish with this documentary?
Just really engage people in a discussion. My approach to a documentary or a nonfiction film is not to present information, then other people then contribute to and expand upon and use this as a base to then stimulate that conversation. And it is about taking care of people aging with HIV, but it is also about us taking care of people who are aging in the LGBT community, people aging in general, you know, how society perceives people growing old but still want to remain active.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My personal commitment to LGBT civil rights is just to live an open, affirmative life where I'm not ashamed or apologetic for who I am and be proud and active and engaged and interested. And I think that's the key thing. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be in a march or a rally or something like that, but you do have to be interested, and I think you do have to be engaged in your community and just know, be informed, be up to date. And that's what I try to do. I just try to know what's going on. I don't want to be a clueless person and just say, oh, my little corner's fine, so therefore I'm fine. And I think in everything I do, it just comes through. I can't hide under a bushel. I have to be out and I have to be gay. And pride is something that I had to earn. For a long time, I was not proud to be gay. I didn't understand the concept of gay pride. And I think as I've gotten older, I understand, okay, now I know why we do this.
This is Mark, and when I think about my personal commitment, I feel like that is a lifelong commitment. I feel like with each new phase of my life and my work, whether I'm talking about my work as a filmmaker or how I move through the world as an activist or as a person who's committed to social change, I'm constantly learning and relearning how to move through the world as an LGBT person. I feel very committed to making films about LGBT issues. The vast majority of my work touches the lives of LGBT communities and stories. And today we're talking about a film that has to do with HIV and AIDS. And so when I talk about LGBT civil rights, when I talk about HIV AIDS, I'm talking about the same thing. And that's how I bring those commitments together.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014?
You know, coming from Australia and seeing what happened there with gay marriage recently, with not only was it sort of overturned, but then everyone married, their marriage were annulled. I have a fundamental lack of understanding why people would spend so much energy and time fighting marriage equality. And then people using, you know, religion to justify their viewpoint. I'm in Palm Springs, it's a pretty gay-friendly place, but things still happen here that take me aback. Like, my neighbors just had an incident with their contractor, and they're in the argument, and he called him a crazy faggot. And I thought, what other group can you still get away with insulting them to their face and think you can get away with it? I mean, and for me, in terms of equality, I'd like that whole attitude that we're still that group of people who you can still insult and still feel you can walk away from it. I'd like that to go away. But that's what I'd like to see.
This is Mark. You know, I think in 2014, yeah, I just want to see us moving forward and not moving back. So much of our fight for civil rights and LGBT equality, you know, seems to be sort of fits and starts, you know, kind of momentum and then hiccups. And I do admit that I find that personally frustrating and tiring at times. You know, we seem to take, you know, 5 steps forward, 6 steps back, 3 steps forward, 8 steps back, and sometimes we'll have a groundswell of, you know, of forward movement, and we all get super excited, and then once again, you know, we hit these sort of ongoing challenges that Daniel just described. You know, I like to think about things in sort of near-term, mid-term, and long-term, and that's kind of what keeps me going. Maybe 2014, as we kind of see this sea change unfold, is always remind ourselves that we have to dig deep on these issues. So people from all backgrounds, you know, racial, ethnic, class, gender, are fully benefiting from the advancement that we're feeling at the national level, that we're witnessing in the mainstream, that we're seeing in our media. That, to me, I hope, is where we can sort of see things go in 2014.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, firstly, don't do it. And secondly, expand your mind and then your world, because when you're in high school, it's this microcosm. You can't see beyond that. And if you can't get your physical self out of that, then you can at least get your mind out of that. We're very connected these days, so read, get online, just try and find examples of people or inspirations or people you can talk to online. Just realize that what you are going through now is just a tiny little part of the world, and that beyond that, once you can get through this, there's going to be a huge world out there that's just ready to embrace you.
This is Mark, and you know, I just want to remind LGBT teens who might be listening to this that you are beautiful, that you are special, that you are unique. each of you, and that you are in the process of finding who you are and your place in the world. Being a teenager is never an easy time in our lives. It can be a beautiful time to discover yourself. And so as Daniel says, you know, find those places of connection. My advice is to look outward. If you're feeling you're not supported at home or at school, go online. Join social media groups where you can be among like-minded peers, because they're out there. We're out here, and we're ready to support you and ready to listen and make sure that you thrive and survive in the face of the challenges of being a teenager in the current moment.
How can people get information about desert migration?
Well, the most easy place to get information about desert migration, I think, is on Facebook. So simply just go on Facebook and look up desert migration, and you'll find our page. And it features a lot of stories from the people who are part of the film. And then as the production goes along, there'll be more production updates. And we also link to other sort of news articles that are related to the topic of the film and so forth. And then also on the website for the HIV Story Project, you'll also find a page about the film and information and any sort of new progress is listed on that page.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
One of the questions I'd like to have people ask is, well, why this film? And I think when I ask myself that question, I think about, well, what has been happening with HIV/AIDS and independent filmmaking in the last few years, you know, outside of, you know, the films that have been, you know, a part of my work and the work of the HIV Story Project, you know, is that there's been a lot of films about the history of AIDS, and those films are beautiful and important and powerful and thankfully have been quite successful. But what we need, I think, now more than ever, are films about present-day stories and films about today, this second decade of the 21st century, which is the fourth decade of the HIV/AIDS pandemic. And Desert Migration, I think, is poised to be one of those signature pieces, one of those, you know, what I call tentpole stories that, you know, can really inform the broader landscape of the discussion of HIV/AIDS, you know, for all of our communities. And, you know, we are having a national zeitgeist. I think I said that earlier in this conversation, and we want to be a part of it. And I think that powerful personal stories are, you know, the way to get at big ideas, and documentary films oftentimes are the way to do that. So why this film? Well, this film is about the moment that we're in.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yeah, mine is, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own, which for me is basically, it's like a call to affirmative action.
I don't know if I have a personal quote or a mantra. I definitely have, you know, my share of quotes that I like and that I sort of, you know, look back at time and again. But on a daily basis, I really believe in the power of breath and breathing, and really sort of stopping at times throughout my day to kind of take stock of my breath and relax my breath. I'm an extremely busy person. It can be a very stressful thing to be a film producer. One thing I do is, you know, I really believe in the power of a good deep breath now and then, and I've seen it work. And I can kind of, you know, remember the quotes and laugh and have some humor